Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Vocal Vibes. I'm your host, Deborah Chandler, and it is such a great joy to be with you on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. And speaking of beautiful, I have to laugh because Corey Trahan is sitting straight across from me, and when I said beautiful, he gave that beautiful, pretty eye, eyelashes flashing, so he thinks I'm talking about him. Hi, Corey.
Hello, Debbie. How are you?
Oh, you don't have to shout at me. How you doing?
Great.
Okay. Jason Reinhardt, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, good. We have an adult with us.
Yes.
And Nancy Miller.
She's the adult.
How are you? She's the adult.
Thank you.
So Corey Trahan and Jason Reinhardt and Nancy Miller. It must be Strauss/Symphony Orchestra time.
That is correct.
So, Nancy, as the executive director of the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, right here in the middle of the summertime, we are in a collaboration with another collaboration with Strauss, and it's with the Symphony Orchestra this time.
It is. We're so excited to participate this year.
Last year, when was it? We did Les Miserables.
Last year.
In August. Gosh, that's about a year ago. My goodness. So we did an orchestra with Les Mis last year with Strauss, but this year the symphony is playing.
Absolutely.
So how did that happen?
Well, the Arts Council approached both of our organizations and wanted to help us do a fundraiser for both organizations. And South Pacific was already chosen for our current season, for our summer production. And we wanted to expand it beyond Strauss, and we wanted to include the symphony. And the Arts Council is producing it, and we hope that it's going to be a great fundraiser. And definitely we're glad to have Jason back. He directed last year, but this year he's conducting. And I'm stage directing, and Nancy is also in the show. So
wonderful. You were in Les Mis.
That was my first. You gave me the bug.
That's right. I conducted last year. Jason and I are, we're just kind of in this tag team, hey, you're it,
yep,
when it comes to the podium around here. And we do that very easily and very well. If he can't, I can. If I can't, he can. Or however that worked. but last year, you know, I have to say my hat's off to Jason, and I have to say this to him on the radio.
Oh, goodness.
Last year, get ready, because last year I did all three.
Mm-hmm.
The opera, the musical, what do we do, West Side Story,
yep,
the opera, Orpheus and the Underworld, and Les Mis. This year, it's all you, buddy.
I know. Well, I was in Japan, so.
I know. But so the tag team is, usually it's like I do one, you conduct one, I conduct. Yeah. But the three in a row.
Yep.
Get your scores ready. do different cover colors. That's one thing. Make sure you don't grab the wrong score.
Score.
I'm always scared of that. All right. So we have with us four or five folks in the, in the room next door. I can see them through the window, and we have our wonderful, beautiful orchestra named Julian Jones sitting over there at the keyboard. And we are going to be listening to some of them sing, Corey, parts of some of their songs, or as much of it as our time will allow.
Both organizations were able to bring in guest artists paired with talent from the community.
Uh-huh.
And we have four people in the studio today. Travis Sherwood is originally from upstate New York, and he's playing the role of Emil DeBeck, the lead, and has a lot of the famous tunes, Some Enchanted Evening, This Nearly Was Mine. He's also with Shelley Cooper, who's originally from Louisville, Kentucky, and she's playing the role of Nellie Forbush. The three of us lived together in Thailand the past 2 years.
Wonderful.
And that was our connection.
We need to talk. I need some stories.
Yes.
Okay.
And Travis also actually came to Strauss last May to help with our fundraiser for the Voices concert.
Yep.
And so this is his second visit, but it's Shelley's first. Also, we have J.C. Gilbert, who just graduated from Northwestern State University, where I teach. She was a music theater major. She's a native of Shreveport.
Okay.
And this is her second time to Monroe. We had brought Avenue Q over for a one-time-only performance recently, and she played the role
of
Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And she's doing the role of Bloody Mary,
so
she seems to be our go-to Asian character.
I love it.
And we also have Chase Miller, who is a graduate of West Monroe High School, and he's currently a student at Northwestern, where I'm at. And Chase grew up at the Young Troupe and in Strauss Productions, so this is sort of a homecoming for him. He has a lot of friends and family in the area, and he's doing the role of Lieutenant Cable, who sings Younger Than Springtime and You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. We also have Holly Conway, who was just third runner-up in Miss Louisiana. She's from the Monroe area. And John Dennison, who was a newscaster for years in the area, is playing Captain Brackett.
Oh, I love it.
So I think we're going to have a lot of new faces to the stage, but a lot of familiar faces to the Monroe audience.
And Nancy, you said you're in the chorus, or are you?
I am in the chorus.
Okay, so you're one of the let us wash that man right out of my hair. You get to wash your hair on stage.
And she can work a towel.
Okay.
Like no one's business.
And then we have this young man behind you, Will
Applewhite.
Will Applewhite.
And you are here because you're the choreographer?
Yes, I am doing the choreography.
So are you new to Monroe, or
I am. This is my first time here. It's lovely. I love the ULM campus and everything I've gotten to see.
So where do you come from?
I just recently graduated from Northwestern State University, so I know
all those ones. Degree in theater?
Yes, musical theater and dance.
Wonderful.
And but originally I'm from north of the Dallas area.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be talking to Will about your wonderful plans for the concert / staged version. Kind of like we did Les Mis, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It'll be very similar to Les Mis in that we will not have a set. We will have not nearly as many costumes, but we've gone for a more contemporary look for this production.
Okay.
And the orchestra will actually be on the stage.
Okay. And this will be, Jason, tell us a little bit about when and where of this production.
The productions are Friday, Saturday, and Sunday next week, not this week, because we don't want to go over the July 4th holiday.
Absolutely.
But we have the gala party on Friday evening, and that'll be at 6:15, and the show starts at 7. And then after Friday night's performance, we'll have a meet and greet with the cast at the Strauss Theater. That'll be immediately following. So if you want to come meet the musicians and the cast and me and Corey.
Thank you for not saying the musicians and the singers.
No problem.
And you wanted to, but you
didn't. I did. Okay. And that'll be catered by Chef Pat Nolan.
Oh, wonderful.
And so we'll have libations as well at the Strauss after the show on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday, basically general public admission.
So the general public cannot get a ticket for the Friday night performance.
They can,
but
it's a little bit more expensive because it includes the pre and post parties.
And tickets are available at the Strauss or
just at the Strauss.
Just at the Strauss.
They can go to the StraussTheater.com
and get them online.
Go to Donna. At the Strauss.
At the Strauss.
We also have 70 free tickets for the Saturday and Sunday performance for people who may not be able to attend a normal performance. We have a generous grant from the City of Monroe that provides 70 seats per performance.
Wonderful.
And that's intended for students with an ID, maybe some of our senior citizens. So we didn't want money to be an issue for people not to come and see live theater.
This is a community performance.
Absolutely.
This is a community collaboration. I mean, we have, of course, the Strauss, we have the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, and it's hosted by ULM.
Yep.
And you have people from all over, folks coming home again to do this, and to give back to the community that way is a wonderful gesture. So bravo on that one. That's I'm sure, well thought out, but I think that's a great plan. Now, is that for every night?
Not Friday for the opening night, because that was a gala, and because this is a fundraising event, that's our targeted night for
and
the fundraiser.
And you just trust people to say, look, I need a free ticket?
Well, we asked them to call ahead.
Okay.
So that we can keep track of, we don't want to oversell the 70 seats or give away over 70 seats, but with a student ID, and we just want, you know, it's, there's nothing worse than playing to an empty auditorium.
Yeah,
and so we hope to open it up. We've called we're calling like the Louisiana Baptist Children's Home.
Excellent.
And organizations like that.
Excellent.
That we could give them a live theatrical experience at no cost.
All right. Well, enough talk. I'll get back to Jason, Nancy, Corey, and Will here in a few minutes. But who's going to be first? Travis, you can hear me. I don't know that I can hear you speak. Hi, Travis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Travis, tell us a little bit. We know you've been around here before. We know you live in New York now.
I currently live in New Mexico. I'm teaching at Eastern New Mexico University. I'm on the voice faculty there. But I grew up in upstate New York.
Okay, and what you're playing the role of
Emil DeBeck.
And so tell us, I mean, people are familiar with this story, but give us just a renewed sense of who you are in this musical, and then tell us what you're going to sing and how it fits into the show.
Well, Emil DeBeck is a French planter who has immigrated to the South Pacific. For reasons I don't want to give away, if you don't know the story already. And he goes there and meets Nellie Forbush, who's played by Shelley Cooper, and falls in love.
All right. And you're going to sing Some Enchanted Evening?
I'm going to sing a section of Some Enchanted Evening. And this piece takes place in pretty close to the opening of the show. And he is reminiscing with Nellie about when they first met.
Excellent.
And fell in love.
All right. And we, of course, your orchestra is Julian Jones. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.
Some enchanted evening, when you find your true love, when you feel her call you across a crowded room.
That was absolutely lovely. I love your voice.
Thank you very much.
And now your counterpart from this show, Miss Shelley, tell us the same thing. Tell us just a little bit about you and then about your character and then what you're going to sing.
Lived in Thailand with Corey and with Travis, and I just got back to the States a month ago. And so this is my first time in Monroe, and I'm heading up to New York City after this.
What are you going to do?
Teach voice and pound the pavement.
I love it. Okay. So as Shelley, this is your first time playing this role.
Yes.
Who is Shelley in this show? I mean, who is your character? I mean, where did, if you don't give too much away, give me a little bit of her background and why you are where you are.
Nellie is from Little Rock, Arkansas. She's a small town girl, very simple, naive, very optimistic. She is a nurse, and she meets Emil at the Officers Club dance, and then they have lunch and fall in love. And this is the very first time she's ever fallen in love. Just beautiful ingenue.
So this song you're going to sing, Cockeyed Optimist?
Yes.
Is that what you're singing right now?
Yes.
So is that kind of self-explanatory with all you just said? This song kind of sets up the character you just described. You're just this going in it blind and just feeling good about it.
Absolutely.
All right. You're listening to singers, cast, and crew from a show that Strauss Theater and the Monroe Symphony Orchestra, hosted by ULM. It'll open Friday evening, the 10th of July, and run through Sunday.
7 p.m. starts.
7 Friday and Saturday, and then
matinee,
on Sunday.
The matinee, I believe, is at 2 p.m. on
Okay.
Sunday.
All right. So three shows of South Pacific. We're going to hear Shelley Forbush singing Cockeyed Optimist. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.
When the sky is a bright canary yellow, I forget every cloud I've ever seen. So they call me a cockeyed optimist, immature and
You're listening to KEDM Public Radio. You can hear Shelley sing more of the songs from South Pacific along with her love, Travis, at the opening of South Pacific Friday night. And we can get you more information on the website.
StrausTheaterCenter.com.
Yeah.
Or by calling 323-6681.
All right, and they have tickets available for all three performances. We're in Brown Auditorium, so we have plenty of room, but don't let that fool you. That place can fill up pretty quick. Get your tickets for South Pacific. We have Corey Trahan, Jason Reinhardt, and others joining us here in the studio for Vocal Vibes. Jason, what is it about South Pacific that I know with Les Mis, you love the music. It was not new, but newer than South Pacific. How do you make South Pacific new again? Everybody's going to know the tunes. Mm-hmm. So what are you doing?
I just think the tunes are so classic. And, you know, you almost know every single song from the show, whether you know it or not. You know, I've never seen South Pacific on stage before, but I knew all of the songs
sure.
in it. And I think just the way that we're going to be presenting it with kind of the concert version, with the orchestra on stage and the singers kind of like right in front of you, just kind of standing around and singing it and doing some dancing and choreography as well, it'll be a different experience and not presented with sets and scenery and all
and you know,
kinds of props.
With Les Mis, at first you go, you're not doing the whole show? Yes, we're doing the whole show. You're not acting it? No, but you know, the main thing, no one missed it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they could concentrate on the music and the characters even more because the characters stayed on stage and had to stay in character. Corey, you were in that performance of Les Mis. And I keep referring back to that because this is our second venture of this summer show with Strauss. Last year with the Les Mis Orchestra, a lot of Monroe Symphony Orchestra people were playing in it. This year we're just...
We wanted to make it official.
We're making it official, yes. Jason, you mentioned, and any of you can answer, and Will is sitting back there, who is the choreographer. Pipe in, any of you. You mentioned concert version as we're talking about. South Pacific, Corey, I visited you up in New York when that came out as a concert version of South Pacific and you couldn't get a ticket.
Right. It was done with Reba McEntire.
Yeah.
And at Carnegie Hall. We're doing a lot based on that production. And when you go to the Rodgers and Hammerstein Foundation, they actually have a version already edited for a concert version. And the difference between this show and Les Mis is the use of dialogue. Les Mis was completely sung the entire thing. And this actually has dialogue interspersed throughout. So it's a different feeling. It requires classically trained singers. It's more than familiar tunes in the sense that there are a lot of themes that are pretty controversial in South Pacific. They were very controversial when the musical came out.
And they still are.
They are. And I read about it, and they said it was basically the equivalent if you had written a musical about 9/11, mm-hmm. 4 years after it happened. That's the sort of energy that was in the premiere of South Pacific because we had just gotten out of World War II.
And
then Rodgers
you,
and Hammerstein.
You don't want to discuss
they
it.
They don't.
You,
and they wrote this about wartime musical. It had racism, mm-hmm. which is still an issue today.
Right.
It had mixed marriages, mm-hmm. which is still. And all of these have been in the news in the last week especially.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are all topics that were relevant then, but they're still relevant today.
Do you think that an audience knowing the music, and this is for any of you, do you think that they expect more? Do you think they, if they can sing along with it, that they enjoy it more? Or do you think something that they not as familiar, you know, I don't even know how to answer that.
I know what you're saying.
You're shaking your head.
I feel like our goal as artists, we have to educate as well as entertain.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a familiar show brings an audience in, but hopefully
by the title itself.
Right, and hopefully the way that we present it, it causes your audience to think.
Jason, are you taking any liberties? I can't even think, it's been a year, but I can't think of a ton of liberties we took with Les Mis. In ULM, we did West Side Story here a few months ago, and we had to. I mean, just some of the things we couldn't do or music we had to cut and paste. This music is not as Leonard Bernstein.
This
is
the way Rodgers and Hammerstein's write their musicals is they use the same tune over and over mm-hmm. again through different, you know, characters, and you'll hear it, and they use it for scene change music and underscoring, and Corey and I have cut out some of the underscoring right. just so you can hear the dialogue a little bit better. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't have any scene change music, sure. so we don't need that. But you'll hear the same tune kind of leading in different characters, and it's almost, it kind of is like Richard Wagner and Leitmotif. When you hear the Some Enchanted Evening, you know that Travis's character is exactly. probably coming out on stage right. pretty soon.
Right.
You know.
Okay. And that makes it interesting for the conductor as music director for you to make sure that sounds the same, that it's, or that it sounds different. Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's up to you to either put a different twist on it.
Yeah.
Before we hear, is it JC who is going to sing next, Bloody Mary? Will, come to a microphone here real quick. Have you had challenges staging a concert version of, or did you want to get your hooks into a full stage production?
I've definitely immersed myself in the music, especially, I mean, the tunes being so catchy, it's kind of hard not to sing them every single day. I know right. people have been getting on to me about it, but one of the biggest challenges, I would say, is probably just the sheer fact that the symphony is behind everyone.
Uh-huh.
So everything is actually pushed forward.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, the audience is going to be immersed in the actors and the dancers and everything just right in front of them up on the pit. So it's an interesting challenge because they're going to see a lot more than they might normally. They might miss some things if they were further back.
So don't let concert version fool you. I mean, we saw that again. I refer to Les Mis. People did not miss not seeing the action, but it is, like you said, it's pulled forward. Mm-hmm. And you, as a choreographer, you have to make sure that happens, that the excitement is still there mm-hmm. in some movement.
Don't be confused. There will yeah. be a lot of movement in this show. It's not just a concert.
Yeah, so we say the concert mm-hmm. version, but, I mean, it's not a choir standing on risers singing. There's action.
They're acting, and they delineate their character through movement, through song, through speech.
And costume.
Costumes, yes, more representational than, uh-huh. and I don't want to give too much away about because
sure.
we're going for a visual effect for that.
Good.
We have some children in the cast, which
wonderful.
Is always exciting, and a challenge is that they're singing in French, oh. because since this is set in the French Polynesian geography, the kids are learning. We have two first graders and a third grader making their debut, as well as a kindergartner. And teaching them French, which in their auditions I said, are you prepared to sing in French? And they were like, oh, I'm very intimidated by that. But I think they're getting excited learning to sing in a new language. And it's been great to have new faces on stage
and again,
at that young.
A community effort.
Absolutely.
All right, let's turn now to JC. Will you kind of give us your background a little bit? I know you just graduated.
I just graduated from NSU, and I'm originally from Benton, Louisiana. And when Corey asked me to do the show, I was so excited. I couldn't wait.
Where do I go? Where do I go? Where do I sign?
Right, exactly.
And your character, Bloody Mary.
Yes, she is basically, she's a native of the island, and she's Tonkinese. And she's basically one of the guys with all the sailors and the men in the Navy. She's always selling stuff to them, and she's just one of the buddies.
And the song you're going to sing, you have what, two major, I wanted to say arias, songs in the show. You have Bally High.
Bally High and Happy Talk.
So which are you singing right now?
Happy Talk.
All right. We're going to enjoy as you are making plans for the opening of South Pacific. You can call Strauss Theater. The number is 323-6681 or go to StraussTheaterCenter.com.
Talk about a boy saying to the girl, golly baby, I'm a lucky cuss. Talk about a girl saying to the
wonderful. What do you think about playing this role?
I love it. I love it so much. I'm very much a character actress. I have a blast doing it. And so after doing Christmas Eve in Avenue Q, mm-hmm. I fell in love with playing an Asian person, it was different because, you know, you look at me and you wouldn't think, oh, she can play an Asian woman. Not at all.
Yeah, that's what. But you're enjoying it, and the role is it's just a fun role.
Oh, she's so much fun to play. I love it.
And your other song is one that most the audience, they're going to know.
Oh, I'm pretty sure almost everybody will know that song.
A lot of the songs are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that makes it fun, too, when people can kind of sing along with you in the audience. We thank you and great luck to you. Do we have another song?
Chase has two of the most famous songs in this show as well. He's doing Younger Than Springtime and You've Got to Be Carefully Taught, which he's going to choose You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. And that basically is one of the main themes of this show, is that racism is taught. It's not innate.
And boy, that, like you said, I mean, we're going through these things still today, 2015, and it's relevant from this show.
Right, because Lieutenant Cable meets someone from the islands whom he falls in love with, but he cannot marry her because he knows that his American family will not accept a foreigner into the family.
Was this show written right after World War II, or was it?
4 years, right?
4 years.
Four years. And also, Emil and Nellie fall in love, but Emil has two mixed Polynesian children, and Nellie, being from Little Rock, Arkansas, knows that her background that would also not be acceptable to bring back in her family. So we have these racial issues that were in the 40s, and I think it will hit home with people, make them think.
All right. Chase, give us the background. We know you're from West Monroe. Have you finished school, or are you...
I have not. I'm actually getting ready to start my third semester at NSU with Corey, and I'm a musical theater concentrator.
Wonderful. Okay, so you're playing the part of Lieutenant Cable. So who is he in the show to you? I mean, how have you gotten into character?
He is a recent graduate from Princeton, and he is also a lieutenant in the United States Marine Corps. And he's sort of the Romeo character, the young love interest. Falls in
so
love.
You were typecast.
I guess. I like to think that way. But yeah, there's Emil and Nellie. They're a couple. And then it kind of coincides with Liat and Lieutenant Cable and their relationship together.
All right. And the song you're going to sing and where it fits in the show?
I'm going to be singing You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. It is at a point in the show where Nellie is questioning whether she can be with Emil because of their different races. And Cable's telling them, you totally can. You have to be carefully taught.
All right, Lieutenant Cable. And of course, our orchestra is Julian Jones. You're listening to KEDM Public Radio.
You've got to be carefully taught. You've got to be taught to be afraid of people whose eyes are oddly made and people whose skin is a dish.
Thank you so much, Chase. That was wonderful.
Thank you.
What a great voice. What other major songs would we know that Lieutenant Cable?
He also sings Younger Than Springtime, which is the huge love ballad that he sings for Liat.
All right. Well, good luck to all of you. Let's talk to Nancy, the executive director of Monroe Symphony Orchestra, for just a second. What kind of excitement, feedback are you getting from the orchestra?
I think they're very excited to be part of this community event. They were willing to jump on board when I asked them. Mm-hmm. And I think being on stage is going to be something different for them. And being performers, been in front of people before, mm-hmm. so this isn't anything totally new to mm-hmm. them. So I think it's going to be an exciting experience for them. I think it's going to be great for the audience to be able to see them play and see how they interact with these singers and the dancers as the show progresses.
And you know, unlike a pit orchestra, you're not seen, but I mean, they have to stay in character, even as the orchestra, but then orchestras are used to kind of behaving themselves. The pit is not, right, Jason?
No.
How large is the orchestra for this?
It's 14 people.
Okay. So. All right. All right. We're listening to wonderful music from the collaboration of Strauss Theater and the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. The performance is South Pacific next weekend. We're going to wrap it up here the next few minutes with Dr. Jason Reinhart, Dr. Corey Trahan, and Nancy Miller. Tell me, what's next for the Strauss, Corey?
We released our season upcoming. We're going to open with Gypsy.
Wonderful.
We're going to do a play called The Cemetery Club.
This is a comedy show, folks.
Comedy show, mm-hmm. yes. And then we're actually bringing Next to Normal, which has been on Broadway.
Wonderful.
That's a contemporary musical that deals with real life situation of depression, bipolar disorder. And people say that doesn't sound like a very fun musical, but it's really received a lot of positive reviews, and we wanted to try to bring something cutting edge to the Strauss.
So that it's a musical?
It's a musical.
It's not a comedy.
It's not a comedy.
Okay.
We're closing out with The Producers.
Oh, wonderful. That'll be a lot of fun.
To end on a good note.
Great season at the Strauss. Nancy, what do we have? We've got some great concerts coming up with the Symphony Orchestra this next year.
Our first concert is going to be a Gershwin concert. It's going to be at the Civic Center. And our second concert, we're trying something new for Christmas this year. We're going to feature our brass section and a pipe organ. It's going to be at First Presbyterian Church, so it's going to be a new tradition, if you can say that.
Oh, I love it.
Two Pops concerts next season. We're going to do one, Modern Classics, the music of Elton John and Billy Joel, and another one with the Broadway Boys. They're straight from New York, and they do some Jersey Boys style music along with some other Broadway classics. And then we have our emerging artist winner is a 22-year-old violin player from New Orleans. We'll have a classical concert in March.
That sounds, it's exciting season. And, you know, adding the Pops elements, people enjoy that. For that one concert for the Elton John, the ULM Chamber Singers are going to be kind of the backup group for some of those numbers.
Every weekend there's something to do in Monroe that's
But to have
based.
As much as we have with the universities nearby and with Strauss and all the very healthy music programs at several of the churches, you would think we were a much larger city. We're not.
It's an exciting place to be.
It's a very exciting place to be. Always something going on. Jason, you've been traveling a lot.
Yep. Here at ULM and next year, we have two shows slated. In the fall, we're doing Pirates of Penzance. And then in the spring, we're doing the musical Rent. That'll be some fun shows. I'm conducting both of those, as you said earlier.
Plus South Pacific. So like I said, your sleep is for the week.
Yes, yes.
That's
so,
right.
But I think that's a great season for our students and the community as well. You know, we're doing a little cutting edge as well with the Rent. That's a very popular musical. It follows the La Traviata. Or no, sorry.
No.
La Boheme.
La Boheme.
La Boheme. You know,
but you know, we're not scared to do that. We're not scared to present the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's nice that we can be so versatile. I mean, we do present things like Rent. The folks of our greatest generation, they remember South Pacific. They remember the music. I'm glad we're sensitive to our community and to our audience. You have to take into consideration who your audience, and you have to stretch them, as you said, Corey.
Mm-hmm. Educate them.
And educate them.
You do, but I feel like all of our organizations have built a level of trust in our patrons, and they know that while we may try to push the limits on some of our presentations in any of our organizations, that we're going to respect their boundaries and never put anything up that's offensive.
And you're right. They have learned to trust our judgment, and they know the quality is going to be there. Corey, you and I go back so far as, I think, one of the first operas we did was The Magic Flute.
Yes.
And we thought that was just a cutting-edge, big-time production. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, to think that you guys did West Side Story, that's incredible. The complexity of the music. Yes.
Yep.
And I think Rent is going to be the same for you guys.
Absolutely,
I think
will.
It's wonderful. I think it's great that the students, finding shows that not only cater to the community, but that's something that students love, too. The contrast that you guys have chosen from an operetta of Gilbert and Sullivan to be paired with a cutting-edge musical that demands different vocal styles and different orchestration, it's what I think education is all about.
And, you know, a few years ago, I don't even know, it all runs together now, but, you know, we did Miss Saigon, and that, too, was a little, you know, it's out there.
Absolutely.
For this, we thought, you know, we had to kind of educate, Nancy, as you said, our audience, but they were ready for that and received that very well. And that's kind of the flavor of some of the things that we do. It's not all dark. There are comic places in some of these shows. If the audience comes in and they're ready to be entertained as well as get involved with their brain, and the audiences we have, they do that.
It's a very smart, educated arts community that
we
have
in
Monroe. Mm-hmm.
And the Symphony Chorus, we just came off a huge performance with the Symphony Orchestra of Beethoven Ninth with 147 singers. When we finally got the count, 147 in this small community sang in that chorus, and we're going to be doing two performances coming up, not with the symphony orchestra this year. We're going to do some chorus only. Jason, tell us one more time what, when, where.
Brown Auditorium here on the ULM campus, and it will be the gala performance with a pre-party at 6:15 on Friday evening, and then a post-party with the greet and meet with the musicians and the cast immediately following the show here at Brown, and that will be at Strauss Theater Center. A little short drive down Louisville. Come and meet everybody and have some food catered by Chef Pat Nolan and some libations there. And that's all included in your gala ticket price. And then we have a show on Saturday evening, starts at 7 o'clock, general admission tickets, and Sunday matinee right after church on Sunday. You can come and watch South Pacific. Three shows only, and that's it.
Well, Jason Reinhart, Corey Trahan, Nancy Miller, thank you all so much. You're always welcome here, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.